You know, Cecil, I read the grandest book last night.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Perfectly thrilling.
What was it, about airplanes or big game hunting?
Oh, not that kind of thrilling.
Oh, no?
It was about the great game of life.
I didn't know it was a game.
Oh, yes. The game of love.
Oh, for cat's sake.
Oh, don't you think that love is grand and beautiful?
Oh, it might be. It is in books.
Oh, I think it is. I just love romance in the springtime of youth.
Go ahead, then. Tell me about this thrilling book.
Well, it was about a beautiful girl named Gwendolyn.
Oh, what a name to hang on a girl.
I think it's beautiful.
All right, I'm crazy about it.
And there was a knight.
A knight like this?
Yes. I mean, no. There was a knight in armor on a beautiful white horse.
Did the beautiful Gwendolyn make a wish on the white horse?
Oh, Cecil, let me tell you about it.
All right, go ahead. Sounds sticky to me.
They loved each other with a beautiful love.
Was there a villain?
Oh, yes. And the beautiful Gwendolyn's father wanted her to marry the villain.
Oh, the plot thickens. Go on, I'm breathless.
Well, it seems that there was a war.
Wait a minute. Was it a beautiful war? Or was it a beautiful girl and a beautiful knight and a beautiful horse and a beautiful love? Seems to me like it should have been a beautiful war, too.
Oh, Cecil, you're impossible. I won't tell you anymore.
Oh, go ahead and tell me. I think it's a beautiful story.
No, I won't tell you anymore.
Well, it was very beautiful what I heard of it. What's the matter? Mad? Why don't you talk? Cat got your tongue?
Cecil, you have no sentiment.
What do you mean, sentiment?
No finer feeling.
Oh, the heck I haven't.
You're not romantic.
Well, if you want to know the truth, well, we had pie for dinner and I ate too much and I've got a headache.
Oh, really, Cecil?
Sure. I wouldn't joke about it.
Oh, you poor Cecil. I'm so sorry.
I wish the heck I didn't have any feeling.
Does it hurt, Cecil?
Well, it doesn't tickle.
Oh, it's so nice and quiet up here. Look at all the lights.
Well, let's keep it that way, quiet.
Just you and I here all alone.
Is you and I right? I thought you and me was proper.
Just the both of us here alone under the stars.
See the Milky Way?
I feel like I'm in a different world. Everything is so stale.
Oh, is it?
Just the wide heavens above us. Oh.
Huh?
And only the stars to look down on us and the cool breeze sighing through the trees.
Where do you see any trees?
Well, that's just a figure of speech.
And the cool breeze sighing through the trees. It rhymes.
And it's springtime and the little flowers whisper.
Who ever heard of a flower whispering?
Oh, Cecil, why can't you be romantic?
Well, I've got a headache. Who ever heard of anyone being romantic with a headache?
On a night like this, I could be romantic.
Look, quick, see it? Quick, money, 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 money.
What is that?
A falling star. Make a wish.
Let's see. I wish that...
Oh, it's too late now. It went out. Now, look. See the little dipper?
No, show me.
Here. Over there, see? Can't you see it?
No. Where? Point.
Here, give me your hand. Now look, see? Follow my finger.
Oh, Cecil.
See it? Huh?
No.
Well, look. Don't look at me. Look at the stars.
Oh, Cecil, this is so romantic, you holding my hand.
Oh, for cat's sake. Let's go home.
Oh, no, Cecil.
Oh, my headache.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll stay a little while longer.
Look, isn't that a bright star? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Let's see now, what was that? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Goodness, I used to know it in Latin.
Well, say it in Latin, then. It's all the same to me.
It's, Stella, Stella. No, oh, I forgot.
Do you know it in pig Latin?
No. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Who the heck you think you are? That's it.
Oh, it is not, Cecil.
Well, let it twinkle.
I wish I could remember the poem.
What difference does it make?
I like to recite poetry. It's so romantic.
Well, I wouldn't call that poetry. It's more funny than it is beautiful.
Don't you ever dream, Cecil? Big dreams?
Nope. Once in a while, I have nightmares.
Oh, I mean dreams of a little cottage covered with...
All right, with what?
Well, some kind of flower. I'm trying to think of what it is.
Covered with moss.
No, that isn't a flower.
All right, poison ivy then. Are you still thinking about the beautiful Gwendolyn and the knight on the beautiful white horse?
No. I was thinking, suppose that everybody should die except you and I.
Hey, is you and I right? I thought you and me was right.
Don't interrupt. Suppose that everyone should die except you and except us, and there wouldn't be anyone else in the world. Let's just suppose that there is no one else in the world but us.
Have you got a headache, too?
Oh, Cecil, why can't you be a little romantic?
Because I've got a headache. Someone is standing in back of me, beating me on the head with a flock of hammers, that's why.
Well, why must you have it on such a perfect night as this?
Oh, what's the night got to do with it?
On a night like this, there should be sighs and a throb.
Well, I can sigh if you want me to, and I have a throb in my head.
Oh, Cecil, just smell the air.
No, you smell it.
Doesn't it inspire you?
Nope, it makes me hungry.
Cecil, I don't think you have a soul.
Well, I just had an idea anyhow.
What, Cecil?
I just thought of something that I want to tell you.
Let's whisper, Cecil.
What do you want to whisper it for?
Oh, it's sort of mysterious.
All right, then.
What do you want to tell me, Cecil?
Wait a minute, I forgot.
Oh, you did not.
I did, too.
Oh, whisper.
Oh, yes, I remember. I'm going to take you someplace.
Where, Cecil?
Oh, a beautiful place.
Oh, lovely, Cecil.
And we'll eat hamburgers.
We'll eat hamburgers?
Yes. I know the best place we can go and get hamburgers. Come on, let's go get them and we'll sit out in the car and eat them, huh?
Oh, goodness. You would think of something like that. Well, all right. Let's go then. You would think of hamburgers on a romantic night like this.